चीनीमंडी.com पॉडकास्ट।
कोविड 19 इकोनॉमिक इंपैक्ट कुड रीच 8.8 ट्रिलियन ग्लोबली एडीबी। The global economy could suffer between 5.8 trillion and $8.8 trillion in losses, equivalent to 6.4 to 9.7% of global gross domestic product GDP, as a result of the novel coronavirus disease COVID-19 pandemic. According to a new report released by the Asian Development Bank ADB on Friday, the report updated assessment of the potential economic impact of COVID-19. Finds that economic losses in Asia and the Pacific could range from $1.7 trillion under a short containment scenario of 3 months to $2.5 trillion under a long containment scenario of 6 months, with the region accounting for about 30% of the overall decline in global output. China could suffer losses between $1.1 trillion and $1.6 trillion. The new analysis updates findings presented in the Asian Development Outlook ADO 2020 published on April 3, which estimated COVID-19's global cost to range from $2 million to $4.1 trillion. ABD said governments around the world have been quick in responding to the impacts of the pandemic, implementing measures such as fiscal and monetary easing, increased health spending, and direct support to cover losses in incomes and revenues. Sustained efforts from government focus on these measures could soften COVID-19 economic impact by as much as 30 to 40%, according to the report. This could reduce global economic losses due to the pandemic to between $4.1 trillion and $5.4 trillion. The analysis, which uses a global trade analysis project, computable general equilibrium model, covers 96 outbreak affected economies with over 4 million COVID-19 cases. In addition to shocks to tourism, consumption, investment and trade, and production linkages covered in ADO 2020 estimates, the new report includes transmission channels such as the increase in trade cost affecting mobility, tourism and other industry, supply side disruption that adversely affect output and investment, and government policies responses that mitigate the effect of COVID-19 global economic impact. The new analysis present a broad picture of a very significant potential economic impact of COVID-19, said ADB chief economist Yasuyuki Sawada. It also highlights the important role of policy intervention can play to help mitigate damage to economies. These findings can provide governments with a relevant policy guide as they develop and implement measures to contain and suppress the pandemic and lessen its impact on their economies and people. ADB's COVID-19 policy database provides detailed information on the key economic measures that ADB members are taking to combat the pandemic. Under the short and long containment scenario, the report notes that border closures, travel restriction and lockdown that outbreak affected economies implemented to arrest the spread of COVID-19 will likely cut global trade by $1.7 trillion to $2.6 trillion. Global employment decline will be between 158 million and 242 million jobs, with Asia and the Pacific comprising 70% of the total employment losses. Labor income around the world will decline by $1.2 trillion to $1.8 trillion, 30% of which will be filled by companies in the region, or between $359 billion and $550 billion. Apart from increasing health spending and strengthening health system, strong income and employment protection are essential to avoid a more difficult and prolonged economic recovery. Government should manage supply chain disruption, support a deepen e-commerce and logistics for the delivery of goods and services, and fund temporary social protection measures, unemployment subsidies and the distribution of essential commodities, particularly food, to prevent sharper falls in consumption, the report says. Since the situation is rapidly evolving, ADB will update its impact assessment considering additional spillover channels as needed. ADB said it is actively supporting its members as they address the effects of COVID-19 through its $20 billion response package announced on April 13. The bank has approved a series of measures to streamline its operation for quicker and more flexible delivery of assistance.